This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is Friday. It is a warm, sunny day, and that was arranged because it's Arbor Day. And so we are happy to provide the weather to go with Arbor Day. I think we had something to do with it. Tracy Mosier, City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Coordinator. Wasn't that something that you guys helped arrange?
Yeah, absolutely. We put in our request months ago.
All right. Well, Arbor Day, first of all, what is Arbor Day?
So Arbor Day is a celebration of all things trees. And we proclaimed April as Arbor Month. And so in order to celebrate that, we kicked it off with an event in Stewart Park where we talked about trees, how they're useful to the community, how to take care of them, how they can provide food for you, how they provide food and shelter for animals. So it's just kind of a really fun event that talked about everything trees.
And Arbor Day itself nationally goes back to, I think, the 70s when it got started. Now, Roseburg, for a number of years, has been a tree city USA. Now, some people say, well, yeah, there's a lot of trees. It's Oregon. Duh. But that actually means something different. Explain what's involved in being designated a tree city. How did the city get it? How does the city keep it?
Well, you know, it made sense that we would become one because Douglas County had been known as the timber capital of the world for a while, and then eventually of the nation. But basically, Arbor Foundation was started, like you said, in 72, and they started a Tree City USA program in about 1976. This program was developed to encourage the expansion and preservation of urban forests through planting, management, and recognizing green communities, if you will. So in 2016, Roseburg was first designated a Tree City USA, and we have continued that designation since. But there are some things we have to do to maintain that status. So we have to follow or meet four requirements every year. One is having a tree board or department. So our Parks Commission, which you're familiar with, would be the first. So we have that. A tree care ordinance for city staff. So that just outlines how we are going to manage our trees in the community. And we need to meet the requirement of having an annual community forestry budget, and that has to be at least $2 per capita. And last year, at least, we spent just about a little over $5 per capita. So we definitely hit that. We spend a lot of money on maintaining our trees in this community. And then the fourth one is having an Arbor Day observance and a proclamation, which the mayor did so at the beginning of the month. So we hit them all.
All right. And you mentioned me being familiar with the Parks Commission. That's because I've been on it for 15, 16 years.
Yes.
A lot of people know, but not everybody does. So just to explain that, if you're trying to figure out what that was about. Now, the thing about parks, you know, you look at communities, and actually one of the things for me as I've traveled to different places is looking at parks and comparing parks. And it's really funny. I didn't set out to do that, but being on the commission for a while, you get more familiar with how did these projects come together, or what's involved, if you want to do certain things in a park. And so a lot of times when I'm in other places, I will take notice of parks. Sometimes I have been known to even take pictures of really cool parks or really cool elements, bring them back and go, hey, nobody, we should think of this, and there's just ideas. Of course, every state's a little different. Every climate is different. And so things are, different. When I was in Denver last summer, there were some really cool things in the suburb that I was in back there. And then you think about areas where there aren't parks, and some locales, not so much in Oregon, but in other places, don't have requirements for a certain amount of park space or all of that. And then the flip side is in planned communities, generally in the last 25, 30 years, and sometimes a little more upscale communities, they set those up to where you're essentially, you know, living with all this park and green space. One of the places also in around Denver that I saw last year was just amazing. Now it came at a higher ticket item to live there, mm-hmm. but you had all these parks, and but that was maintained partly through the homeowners association in that case. But there, I mean, just you see the difference of, hey, this is, you know, parks really make a place a cool place to live versus just wall-to-wall concrete and buildings for blocks on end.
Yeah, absolutely. And those trees, you know, besides just being beautiful, they're super important for our health as a community too, for keeping the city cooler and cleaning the air around us. So it's good to have them. And what's really cool is people don't know this, but, well, maybe they do, but I feel like it's a little known fact that we have over 20 parks in Roseburg alone. And I know people mostly think about the big ones like Stewart Park and Fir Grove Park, but there are many community parks and smaller parks spread throughout neighborhoods that families in those neighborhoods probably think of when they think of parks instead of Stewart Park, because they go to that one all the time. So we really like to encourage everybody to go check out those smaller parks. Even if it's not in your neighborhood, it still has something different to offer. And they're all unique in their own way.
And some of those, a lot of times, the city's gone through a process of updating things. Beulah Park got a lot of work mm-hmm. done to it a couple of years ago, and there's the potential for Brown Park to do some things and other places. But just having that green space, that open space, and I think the time I really saw that illustrated the most, I've only been in New York City once in my life for mm-hmm. 3 or 4 days, about 20 years ago. But we went over to Central Park. I had never really thought about it. Central Park, okay. It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really huge. And it's, and actually got to see some maps. I think they were up on a display case there, just showing, you know, here's the city and here's how big this park is. And boy, people back in New York City, they flock there. They, I mean, there's, it's just, you know, because so much of the other area doesn't have the parks. And of course, homes there, I mean, that's where you know, have the $14 million Madonna condo across the street and things like that. But yeah, even in big cities, sometimes you get these really awesome parks.
Yeah, and that one, you know, it's like the park for the entire city. So what's cool is they have it, I've been there once as well, and they, you know, have it sectioned off where it's almost like you're in a completely different park in one section than in the other. It doesn't even seem like it's the same park, but they did do, I mean, that park's awesome. It's amazing.
So talk about for trees themselves, because that's the emphasis with Arbor Day. What about taking care of trees? Because sometimes you see, and Mike Winters on the Lawn and Garden Show has talked about this for eons. Sometimes, you know, he'll look at a project, somebody wants to plant too many trees in the yard, and he'll say, well, they look good now, and 10 years you're going to be calling me to come back and take half of them out.
Yeah.
So there's ways to do this, and of course you've got root structures for different trees that mm-hmm. that vary as well and can cause issues later. But do you have some tips for people about taking care of trees?
Well, yeah, a couple of them. These all come from the Arbor Day Foundation. And if you want more information or, you know, miss something that I've said, you can always go to the Roseburg Parks and Recreation Facebook page. We just did a whole series, like a 7-post series on Arbor Day trees, how to plant them, which ones to pick, where to plant them, how to take care of them. So make sure you check that out. But the Arbor Day Foundation does encourage people before you even plant a tree, to think about the right tree in the right place in your yard. So how close is it to your house because of the roots? How big is that tree going to grow? Look at the height. Are there telephone lines there, or the overhang, the eaves of your house would be over that tree? Stuff to think about for the future. And then also the placement can actually benefit you financially. If you put a big evergreen tree to the north of your house, it can block those north winds in the winter and actually lower your heating bill because you don't need to heat your house as much. It's not getting as cold. Or if you're going to put those trees on the west or the southwest side of the house, those will block the sun and keep your house cooler in the summer, lowering that cooling bill for you. So there's things to think about in that sense before you even get started with trees. But once you have a tree in your yard, you know, there are different trees that will be pruned at different times of years, and that's kind of interesting to think about too. Mostly in the fall, you do not want to prune your trees. A decay and fungus spread more profusely in the fall, and so it's just not a good time to be cutting your tree apart. But the winter is a pretty good time. That's probably the most common time to prune your trees. It allows for a big burst of new growth in the spring. In the springtime, those trees that are flowering, like a lot of the trees we see out there right now that are flowering, you know, that's a really good time to prune those trees as well, to kind of help keep their shape and make them look nice. But you want to wait until those flowers fade. And then in the summertime, this is when you would prune a tree if you want to direct the growth of the tree or really shape it the right way. It's more for corrective purposes. So there's a little bit there you can go off of. And then, of course, there's keys or tips on when to water and when you're planting your tree, you know, want to look at how to plant different trees that have different root configurations. So there's a lot of information about trees and tips that can be helpful. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube about it. And the Arbor Day Foundation's website is a great place to check those out too, which you can find those links from our Facebook page.
All right, more with Tracy Mosher. It's Arbor Day, looking at the City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Department. More when we come back. It'll be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming at 1, Umpqua Valley Live at 4, Curtis Salgado on with us this afternoon, and we're going to talk to three or four other arts organizations as part of the program, so listen for that. Tracy Mosher with us now, City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Department, because it is Arbor Day and a lot going on in the parks, especially in the spring and summer. I know you've had some things happening lately, but talk about some things that are coming up.
Well, sure. I know we were just talking about all the different neighborhood parks, and starting May 15th, we have an activity. It's a new activity we're trying out. It's called the Park Scavenger Hunt. This is kind of a fun worksheet that kids can take with them to different parks, answer some questions, get entered into a drawing to win a prize. So May 15th, kids can pick up a scavenger hunt worksheet from either the library or City Hall during business hours, or they can print their own off of the city's website. And you're going to take this worksheet to 4 Roseburg parks, and those parks will be listed on that worksheet where you're supposed to go, and you just have to answer those questions. And kids will have until May 31st to turn that completed worksheet in. And on June 1st, we'll randomly pick 4 kids to win a prize, and we will also post the answers on June 1st in case anyone wanted to know if they got how they did. But this is a free activity. It's just a way to get kids out into the different parks in Roseburg.
And I'm guessing that the 4 parks aren't one of the 2 big ones.
Correct. Well, actually, now I have to remember which ones I picked. Yes, one of them are the big one.
Mm-hmm. All right. But good chance to get around and look around, see what's out there. What else do you have coming up?
Well, sticking with our tree theme, moving out of April but still celebrating trees, we have Tapestries in the Park, which is a new program that we decided to run, where we've asked some community members to donate some knitted or crocheted works of art that we will be kind of wrapping around the trunks of trees to create a colorful art exhibit that will be in Firgrove Park this summer. And we're really excited about it. We have about 35 people who have donated their their time and their artwork to be installed in the park. So look for that this summer when the Summer Arts Festival is up and running.
And I have to say, I have never seen anything quite like this. I mean, this was a new thing. I even asked some questions at the time, you know, because one of my questions was, is it good for the trees? I mean, does it make a difference? Is it going to make them sweat or whatever? But obviously you guys have figured it out. And how long is that going to be up?
So they're only going to be up for 3 months at the most. We'll have to see, since this is new on our end too, we'll have to see how they do in the sun and in the weather. You know, if they last that long, great. If not, we'll take them down a little early. But they will be up for the beginning of the Summer Arts Festival, which is just makes sense. More art in the park for you that day.
Cool. Now, later on, you've also got movies in the park in June.
Yes, we are super excited to bring that back with Rogue Credit Union as our sponsor again. So first four Friday evenings in June at the Nichols Band Shell in Stewart Park. We'll be having movies in the park starting at 7:30 with some pre-movie entertainment and starting that movie closer to dusk when it'll be easier to see. Our lineup this year is super fun. We have The Bad Guys, Minions Rise of Gru, Turning Red, and Puss in Boots The Last Wish. So it's going to be really fun.
And I've not heard of any of those.
Well, I believe they're all pretty much out already. If not, I think they all are. But they're newer movies, all from 2022.
Wow. So and talk about the kind of the format of the evening. What happens?
So we'll start out with some entertainment on the stage there at 7:30, and that varies from musical acts to dancing to games to, you know, whatever you can think of. And we're working all that stuff out right now. And then the movie will start at dusk. We'll have some concessions there for people if they want a snack or drink. We just ask that no dogs. They usually end up just disrupting everything. And then also no smoking in our parks, and kids just have to have an adult or guardian with them to enjoy it, but it should be a lot of fun.
And no alcohol.
No alcohol, thank you.
And that's the one that we have to remind people of periodically, just because of half shell.
Yes.
When they can do that.
Yes.
So. And movies in the park's been going on for a long time. You've got this big screen, and last year, We had inappropriate weather in June.
Yes, let's not mention that so it won't happen again, because it won't. But we're going to have, at least this June, there are 5 Fridays. So we have a backup date. If there is a rain out, we can move to that one. But we're going to focus on the first 4 Fridays this year.
Yeah, and that had never happened before. I think in the past, because I've helped you guys the whole time this has been going on, I think one year we had 2, but generally if we had any, it was 1.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like in June last year. What happened?
Just weird.
Yeah, that was...
And bad
it
luck.
at least 2 of those were like 6 o'clock decisions. I mean, like, it was like, maybe we'll be fine. Oh, no, we won't.
It was so stressful on our end to try to make sure we got the information out as best we could, you know.
Well, and you had to be
last minute.
Had to have a lot of things set up ready to go.
Yeah.
And then turn around and you know, pull them out of there.
Yeah. Exactly.
But anyway, that's just a little logistics behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Talk about what else is coming up in the parks.
So we have our usual fun summer activities that are free and low cost for families and adults all around. So Zumba in the Park is going to be run on again Wednesday evenings at 7:30 in Stewart Park, just west of the large pavilion. YMCA will be out there teaching those classes for free. So make sure you check that out. We also have our Women's Just for Fun Summer Golf, and that is an event that takes place 5 p.m. on Mondays, starts in June, but check our Facebook page for those dates or the website, because it's not every Monday. We usually do every other Monday, but 2 of them are back-to-back So it's a little bit odd. So make sure you check for those dates online. That's at Stewart Park Golf Course, and that's $20 a person each day you want to come. And that one comes with a free raffle prize. So we'll raffle off some gifts at the end. Doesn't cost you anything to enter that raffle, but just for being there, you'll get entered. And then Yoga in the Park is also coming up Saturdays at 10 a.m. That's going to start in July this summer. And we're partnering again with Zenden Yoga and Thrive Umpqua on that. We're doing drawings each week for a prize. It's a free activity to attend, and that's just east of the Bandshell in Stewart Park.
So a lot going on, and tell people about the Facebook and the website for more park information.
Yeah, so cityofroseburg.org is the website. If you go to our Parks and Recreation page, there is an event calendar there. That'll give you all the details for what's coming up, and you can kind of look ahead a little bit. And then our Facebook page is Roseburg Parks and Recreation, but we also do have a City of Roseburg Facebook page as well that shares our posts too.
All right, Tracy Mosher, City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Coordinator. Arbor Day today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.